All right. It's such a pleasure to see you again.
Very nice to see you.
First of all, whenever I talk about great comedies, I always bring up News Radio. What a wonderful experience that must have been for you.
Yeah, I mean, we had really literally a blast. It was a really fun show. And as I always say, we were all so young. And I didn't want to put a primary importance on youth, but really basically everyone in the writer's room was under 30 almost. It was just kind of a real sort of rock and rolly, and they're all like Harvard dudes. So it was a really unique experience. And we got along great. We had a great time, the actors.
And from one incredible ensemble piece to another, American Rust. What a segue, huh? This is so intricately written, and your character is so beautifully flawed.
I mean, I that's a nice way to put it. I think they all are sort of beautifully flawed. But I think that she just has a lot to deal with. And so she's going to deal with it in the best way she can. And all of us were not taught the quote unquote best way to deal with things, which makes us flawed, right? In terms of how we try to fix our problems. So I like that about this show, that no one's quite good enough at it to do it perfectly.
Yeah, but for all her flaws, she's incredibly strong.
I mean, I think the character is really doesn't care much what anybody thinks, and I think that's a huge strength. I don't I think it's not something I necessarily have in my life, whereas I don't care what anybody thinks. I think Grace doesn't care what anybody thinks. So that's a powerful weapon.
And boy, what scene partners you deal with. I mean, they're incredibly detailed in their acting.
I mean, all the boys, Alex, Mark, and Jeff. I mean, it's really it's a different dynamic with each of them. They all work differently as actors, and it's really fun.
Your character emotionally is always caught between a rock and a very hard place. You know, being dating the sheriff and then also being the mother. It's so complicated, but it's so beautifully complicated.
Yeah, it's beautifully complicated, and I think that's why the character digs in so hard, because she does find herself between a rock and a hard place. And I think, as opposed to that, the impulse to sort of lie down or take cover is not in her. So between a rock and a hard place just means she has to fight harder, whether or not it's the right choice, how she goes about it.
I look at your character of Grace as very Shakespearean in her roots. I mean, she seems like a character Shakespeare would have written.
I think in season one, it leaned a little harder into that in terms of there was that Scottish play element to her character about sort of manipulating him into doing what she wanted. And I feel like season two, a little less so.
As audience discovers American Rust, what do you think they're going to take away from watching it?
I think they'll definitely take away a real sort of visceral experience of Pittsburgh, because there's all the acting. The storytelling is very complex. We added a bunch of new character we they added a bunch of new characters this season, and Dell has a whole world within the police department that's new. So, but I think primarily because we shot it in Pittsburgh, you could really feel what that city is like. And we shot in certain towns that were kind of devastated by what had happened in the Rust Belt. And I think you just feel that being there, you feel that. And I'm hoping the show communicates that as
It does
well.
because Pittsburgh becomes a character of the show. It's an amazing kind of postcard to Pittsburgh in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, I think what the writers were hoping for. Like that's a really nice way to put it. I hope Danny and Adam are happy.
I don't have a lot of time. They're giving me the wrap, and I just wanted to tell you what a fantastic actress you are, and I love you to death. Thank you
Oh,
so much.
geez. Thank you. Nice to
Bye-bye.
see you. Bye.